Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Milan scores. Unser goes all the way around to score. Staub moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milan strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive towards short. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyndman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Jerry White. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Morales now playing left field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner moves to third. It's 5-0, Mets. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyndman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeden moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Breeden scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-2 in the game. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Mackinnon moves to second. Gary Carter pinch hits for Steve Renko. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manghul moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 3 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manghul scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a pop-up towards short. Heidman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Parc Jerry in Montreal.